USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that.
Social distancing. That's the way you win.
The shutdown in America will continue as the virus keeps spreading.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
At the coronavirus task force update, President Trump announced a new COVID-19 test that will give results within 5 minutes. Among actions to boost the economy, the president said allowing some entertainment tax deductions could help the hospitality industry.
We're going to look at the restoring the deductibility of meals and entertainment costs for corporations so the corporations can send people to restaurants and take a deduction on it.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Meteorologists say it could be a very active hurricane season coming up along the nation's Atlantic coast. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Several groups of experts, organizations, and federal agencies will be issuing their predictions, but AccuWeather meteorologists are out with their report of what's expected in the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and they're predicting 14 to 18 storms, and of those, 7 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes. In a typical year, there are about 12 storms, of which 6 or so become hurricanes, and of those, 3 usually become major hurricanes. This report predicts this year will be an above-average activity year, as was 2019, when there was a total of 18 storms. 6 of them became hurricanes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A country singer has died from the virus.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife, Tara, and 7 children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61, and a friend of Joe Diffie's is now sick. Folk singer John Prine's family say he's critically ill and now on a ventilator.
Yeah, when I get to heaven, I'm going to take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you going to do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm going to go find my mom and dad.
He's being treated for the coronavirus and been in the hospital since last Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.